الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم بسنته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، brothers and sisters, حياكم الله to this new session of رياض الصالحين. And we are still with the chapter of الصبر, the patience. الإمام النووي رحمه الله تعالى said in the hadith number 44 عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال كان ابن لأبي طلحة رضي الله عنه يشتكي فخرج أبو طلحة فقبض الصبي. فلما رجع أبو طلحة قال ما فعل أي الصبي؟ قالت أم سليم، يعني زوجته وهي أم الصبي، هو أسكن ما كان. فقربت إليه العشاء فتعشى ثم أصاب منها، فلما فرغ قالت واروا الصبي، يعني أمرتهم أن يدفنوه. In this hadith, Anas رضي الله عنه narrated this saying, there was a son for Abu Talha. Abu Talha is the stepfather of Anas, because Umm Sulaym, the wife of Abu Talha, is the mother of Anas from her ex-husband Malik, who ran Sham to Lebanon. When the Prophet ﷺ came migrating to Medina, he ran away from Rasul ﷺ, rejecting Islam, doesn't want to become Muslim. So he ran away and he died as a kafir there. Umm Sulaym married Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and he got a boy, he got a son from her. And Abu Talha left for the jihad when the boy was ill. So when the battle finished and he came back, he asked first thing about the child. He said, but he never thought that he died. Right? She said, he is in more silence than before. She put the dinner for him, for Abu Talha, and he ate the dinner and then enjoyed his wife, because she beautified herself for him as from far away. Now look to this woman. How much patience she has. Woman usually weaker than man, especially in illnesses and death and son, child. But because of the iman she had done this. She had done this. It is very painful for her to do that. It is not something easy. But she wanted the reward from Allah. That's why she kept her sadness with herself. She did not expose that to her husband. So when Abu Talha enjoyed his wife, she then told the people, bury the boy. Go and bury the boy. And then she came. Here, this hadith in this narration is shortened, abbreviated. And the other long hadith, she said to him, look, Abu Talha, if someone has saved something with you, someone give you something to save for him, and then later on come and ask for it, will you deny it? He said, no. It is wrong to deny. She said, then Allah Ta'ala has saved your son with you, and he took it back. He, Abu Talha, was angry. He said, you left me to get into this, meaning the enjoyment, with no any sadness for my son. Then he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, spent the night angry, and in the early morning he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he explained to him what happened between him and Ummu Sulaym. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said then, Allahumma barik lahuma. He asked Allah, he said, may Allah, oh Allah, bless whatever you give for them. Meaning from the meeting of that night, from the enjoyment of that night. Oh Allah, bless whatever you gave them, meaning in that night. And it was blessed. And Sulaim got pregnant of that night. Right, immediately from that night she got pregnant. And she gave a birth of a boy. She gave a birth of a boy. This boy, him and all the children from him became memorizers of Quran. This boy and all the children of this boy became memorizers of the Quran. They all memorized Quran. Look to the patience, the reward of patience. It is because of this woman's patience. She was very patient. The incident is very hard, but she kept that in her heart, didn't bring it out to her husband, and yani, she had done whatever can please her husband to make him thank Allah. So when she gave birth to the boy, he the boy carrying him to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he also brought some dates with him, and he gave the dates to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, does he bring anything? He, Abu Talha, said yes, some dates. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the dates and chewed them, just chewing, and then he put it in the mouth of the boy, and he did something the Arab call tahnik. Tahnik. And it means that he takes the date and wipes it over the upper part or upper side of the mouth from the inside. This is called tahnik. This tahnik, some people think that it is yani for every child. No, no, no. And it is not from every yani person. This was so that the saliva of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is all barakah, all barakah. Our saliva is not barakah. Huh? No one come and say our saliva is barakah. La. Yani Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he used to spit, the Sahaba used to put their hands and wipe over their faces because it's barakah. And when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day done cupping, He gave the blood to Abel. He was young. And he said to him, "Oh Lord, take this blood and throw it far away." Abdullah ibn Zubair went out of the house and came back immediately. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked him, "What did you do with the blood?" Because he told him to go. There is no sewage line, nothing. He told him to go out of Medina and throw it. Huh? But the boy, the young lad, went out and came back very quickly. He asked him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, "What did you do with the blood?" He said, "I have buried it and where no one can see it." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood where that is, that place where no one can see it. Everywhere you're going to throw it, someone can see it, except if it is inside your stomach. And the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "Innaka mis'aru harf." You are a person who can flame the fire, meaning once you get in a flame the war, once you get into a war, you're going to be something terrible there. Meaning you are a very strong fighter, brave. Why Ibn Zubair drank the blood? It's not because he is someone who likes to drink blood. La, but because this blood is different from any other blood. This is the blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi, if I see the blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will drink it. It's more beneficial than any vitamins. More delicious than any drink. More sweet than any sweet or honey or sugar or whatever. So why doesn't he drink it? So he drank it. This woman, Ummu Sulaym, one day Rasulullah sallam was laying down, sleeping in her house. And he awake on a strange movement around him. When he opened his eyes, he found Ummu Sulaym doing something strange. She had a small bottle and she was scratching it to the skin of Rasulullah, collecting the sweat. This bottle wasn't a normal bottle, it was a bottle of perfume. This bottle had a perfume in it. He asked her, "What do you do, Ummu Sulaym?" She said, "I am beautifying my perfume with of Rasulullah." And she was right. She was right. And that's why he also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to Hajj, on the day of Hajj al-Akbar, the 10th of the Hijjah, when he stoned Jamrat al-Aqaba and slaughtered his sacrifice, I came to the barber and said to him, "Begin with the right side of my head and say Bismillah." And then he collected all the hair, he did not let it go through the, and he go on to the ear, to the ground. But he collected the hair and he distributed it as gift to the Sahaba. As gift to the Sahaba. This hair is barakah. Wherever you have it, barakah will be with you. But today, how can we prove that this is the hair of Rasulullah? Many people now have some hair and they put it in a glazed box. They say, "Oh, this is the hair of Rasulullah." How can we prove it? Rasulullah, the saliva of Rasulullah, all this is barakah. Everything from him was barakah. Everything. But although although they clothed of Rasulullah sallam baraka, they, the Sahaba, like the man who, anybody we have a breast, let him now stand up and revenge. A man stood and he said, Ya Rasulullah, one day we're straightening up the rows, you hit me and you caused me pain here in my stomach. Rasulullah ﷺ raised his hand and said, okay, come and revenge. Hit me as I hit you. Said, La ya Rasulullah. You hit me when I was with no clothes. But now you are wearing clothes. He ﷺ removed his clothes, his upper garment. So the man came like if he is going to hit Rasulullah ﷺ, but he grabbed him. He grabbed him. Then the Sahaba asked him, why you did that? The man said, I wanted to have my skin touch the skin of Rasulullah ﷺ so the flame doesn't burn me. The fire doesn't burn me. Another man came, Rasulullah ﷺ had a gift. One day Rasulullah ﷺ had a gift. Someone gave him a very nice and expensive cloak for him to wear it when the people come to see him. This man saw this and he said, Ya Rasulullah, give me this. He said, yes, it is for you. And then he went to his house and came back and he gave it to him. He put on different clothes. The Sahaba blamed the man. They said, why you did this? Why you did this? You know that Rasulullah ﷺ never reject any request from anyone. And he liked this garment. Why you ask him? He said, because I wanted it to be my cloth of shrouding. So I be rolled in it when I die. And I be buried with it. Because he ﷺ already wore it. He already wore it. So I want to wear it. I want to be shrouded with it. Look to how the Sahaba used to kind of thing. But no one has taken his sandals and shoes and wiped his face with. Not like some people today. I heard one man said, I wish I am alive at the time of Al-Hasan ibn Ali, so I clean his shoes with my beard. Subhanallah. Ya akhi, the Sahaba did not clean the shoes of Rasulullah with their beards. How come you say that about Al-Hasan? You mean to say Al-Hasan is more blessed than Rasulullah? And he said in another place, this particular man, he said, I wish I was a woman at the time of Al-Hasan and he married me. Ish hada? Is this aql? Allah created you as a man for a purpose, for a reason. You wish to be a woman. If you wish to be a woman for someone to marry you, then wish to be a woman for Rasulullah to marry you. Not Al-Hasan. Because then you will be the mother of believers. But the wife of Al-Hasan is not the mother of believers. She's one of the believers, but she's not the mother of believers. Like, look to this, subhanAllah, people, how they think, these Sufis, and the Shia like them. But we, the people of Sunnah, believe that Rasulullah ﷺ, everything from him is barakah. But what our beloved Sahaba used to do, we hope, we wish that we were alive at that time, we do like them. What they did not do, we don't wish to do. And if they did not take his urine, they did not take his, like that, slippers, or then we don't do. We don't wish to do so. But yes, I wish if I was at the time of Rasulullah ﷺ, not I collect only the sweat, maybe I drink it. Because it is, and of course, very nice smell and nice thing. So, the important thing in this hadith is that this woman, Umm Sulaym, showed big amount of patience. Big amount of patience. Her son died, was sick for long, and died in the day when her husband came back from the war. When the son was sick, her husband said to her, I'm going for jihad. She did not object, she did not cry, she did not do nothing. She did not say, you leave me alone with this ill sick, with this ill child. She did not say so. But she was patient. More than that, when he came back, the boy already died. And the boy body is there, still in the house. But she had a lot of patience. And she, yani, responded to her husband who just come from a very hard journey. Very kindly made him to enjoy and get rid of the tiredness and troubles of the battle and war. And after that, she brought it in a very nice way. She told him the news in a very gentle way. What if someone keeps savings with you and later come and ask, you reject them? He said, no, we don't deny or reject. She said, then Allah gave you a saving. It's your child. And now he took it. It means no objection. Huh? Subhanallah. This kind of patient is needed today. For that we are surrounded by very, very, very much of troubles. Financial troubles, political troubles, nature troubles, family problems, work problems, everything, everywhere, driving problems, whatsoever. So that's why we need patience today. So we need to exercise it, and we need to ask Allah to make us upon good patience. Allahu a'lam wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.